And this is definitely a challenging time for all of us, and certainly a time of very, very stressful and very difficult time for people who are in their homes, and also situations where not good family dynamics. And I am joined now by phone by Erica Paquette. She's the prevention manager with Women in Safe Homes. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And I'm really not quite sure how to introduce this topic, so I'm going to let you.
Okay. So I work for Women in Safe Homes and our WISH, and we wanted to take the time, you know, to let the community know that we're open and a little bit about what our services are available and what they look like, and then also just to talk a little bit about how community members themselves can help us. We know that during this time, you know, it's a lot of people might be isolated with an abuser, looking like different tactics, and you know, we're also here for parents and families, and we do, you know, expect that there is going to be an increase in child abuse and neglect cases just because of increased stress. So
I guess let's first talk about the services that are still available to people right now.
Yeah, so the shelter is still open. If people are at all possible, we would like them to call first, but totally not necessary. You can call the crisis line at 225-9474 anytime or 1-800-478-9474. And so you could call or just come in if you are in need of shelter. So that goes for anyone. We do, in our current facility, we provide shelter for women and children. But men, if men are experiencing violence, they can call and we can provide them with vouchers for a hotel or something like that. So, you know, WISH does provide services for anyone experiencing domestic violence or sexual assault.
And you also have, I guess, a hotline. So if people just need some advice or someone to talk to, maybe not necessarily go to the shelter, that's also something that is available.
Yeah, so we provide advocacy over the phone. And, again, you can just call it. It's 225-WISH. And so that's staffed 24/7 by our advocates in the shelter. And even if you just, I was actually just talking to our shelter manager about this, you know, if you're experiencing violence, you don't want to come in, but you want to talk through safety planning or be getting, we offer day services, so legal advocacy and different things like that, you can always just call and the advocates are there to chat with. So even thinking about parents who are maybe a little stressed out and, you know, worried that they're getting more aggressive with their kids or unable to meet their needs, the crisis line, you can, you know, we want people to call before it's escalating to violence. So social connections, I think, are one of those things that, you know, you don't realize how much you depend on it until it's no longer an option. And so we just really want people to be thinking about that you don't have to be going through these things alone, that you know, there are people that you can reach out to who are not going to be judging you. I mean, we're all in it together and everybody's more stressed out. We really just want to make sure that community members know there are lots of services that are available.
And with respect to people being, you know, now potentially housed with an abuser in a situation where there really isn't any relief from it, I guess what advice can you offer or what can people do?
So we want people who might be experiencing abuse to really watch out for those different signs that you know are indicative of increased lethality, risk for lethality in a situation, or so, you know, is your partner putting their hands around your neck? Are there firearms in the home? And definitely you can call and safety plan. So if you're not, you know, willing to leave, the advocates kind of talk, like, you know, are not ready to leave at that point. Advocates can kind of talk through, like, you know, what is the point where you you say, okay, this is when I'm gonna exit the situation. And then, you know, we really want our community members to be thinking about their neighbors too. So you can still always call in welfare checks if you hear something. You know, you don't have to know for sure what's going on, but you know, you can call the police and they can check in if you suspect something is happening. And then really, you know, thinking about our other community members who are already at increased risk, so people with disabilities are, you know, facing kind of these same challenges all the time. So being isolated, being dependent on, you know, maybe just one person is leaving the house to get groceries, or maybe one person is controlling the soap and the sanitizer and the masks and everything and making it you unable. So we know that people who are experiencing, people who have disabilities are already at an increased risk, and so this is kind of are things that might be happening now in, you know, to the entire population being isolated and unable to access resources. Yeah.
If you're, not necessarily, you know, snooping around your neighborhood, but if you're keeping an eye on your neighbors, or, you know, you're just in your neighborhood, and I mean, maybe are there things you should look for that give you a clue that maybe you should be concerned and help in some way?
Yeah, actually, at our webpage, it's www.wishak.org. We do have some different pages. One's called, it says Learn. And it goes through, you know, what is domestic violence? How can you help someone else? So this has different signs that, you know, you might, some of them are the physical signs that you might notice. But, you know, I think people are definitely pretty skilled at hiding violence. And so just noticing, you know, if there's changes in how much somebody is contacting you, or if they seem like they can't get away to make a phone call, or they're have some personality changes, frequently canceling plans, or maybe, you know, they say their partner's doing something to them, but, you know, they make kind of like apologizing for their behavior, or you know, those kind of things. I think where we kind of, you know, since it is something that's so hard to recognize, and then it's very uncomfortable to for a lot of people to figure out how can they intervene. So we do bystander intervention training, and we do suggest that for everybody. We can do it online, but it really gets you thinking about there's no one way to respond to these situations. So everybody has a different comfort level, and, you know, everybody has different plans. So the bystander intervention training really gets you thinking about what are your barriers to intervening. So why do you not intervene when you see a situation or you suspect something? And then what can you do to intervene carefully? So, I mean, I guess I'm kind of hesitant to say this is what you should do, because it's really different for everybody what you can do. I think if somebody is in immediate danger and you suspect that, child or adult, call 911. You know, get the police over there. Keep yourself safe. But other than that, it's really about how can we just support the needs that, you know, victims are identifying for themselves.
Okay, and again, if people have questions, need help, they can contact WISH. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention this morning?
There is also the Ketchikan Cares line, and that is 225-2273 or 225-CARE, and that's another line that's staffed by, I believe, master's level clinicians who can help talk through things with you. And then on Fridays, we are doing online Green Dot training. So if you go to the Revilla Island Resilience Initiative or the WISH Women in Safe Homes Facebook page, you can get more information about that, and you can just sign in. You don't have to join by video or even talk or participate. You can just listen as we run through these activities to get us thinking about what we can do to decrease, you know, rates of violence. It really, people are isolated from their service providers right now, and so, you know, now more than ever, we feel like we need community members to support us in our work.
And can you explain what red dot or green dot, right?
Yeah.
What that is?
Yeah. So Green Dot is a bystander intervention program, and we do usually 8-hour full day trainings. And so it goes through talking about, yes, how you can recognize violence and see, but it's really geared towards that when you see it in person. So if you're at a bar and somebody is plying someone with drinks and then trying to take them home, you know, you would recognize that as a red dot, and how could you safely intervene in a way that's comfortable for you. So it might be directly going up to the person who's doing that and calling out their behavior, or, you know, going over to the victim and like, making sure that they are okay. Or it might be a delegation. You go to the bartender and you... you know, say, okay, I overheard this conversation. That person is, like, uncomfortable and too intoxicated, and they, you know, are at risk and kind of delegate it out or distract you. You do something that kind of breaks up a situation. So the program really gets us thinking about what our barriers are, why we don't intervene, and then helps us think through ideas using those bystander intervention tactics, direct, delegate, and distract, so we can intervene in a way that is comfortable for us.
Okay. And again, if people want more information about any of this, what is the website that they can go to, and also the phone number?
So the WISH website is www.wishak.org, and the crisis line number is 225-WISH. So 225-9474. And also we do share a lot of information on our WISH Facebook page. So you would type in Women in Safe Homes. And then our Trauma-Informed Coalition, the Revilla Island Resilience Initiative, that's really our collaborative that is working on these, on bystander intervention, increasing parenting classes, things like that, where we're really looking at the how do we support the community to prevent trauma before it happens, or, you know, how do we support that healing after trauma?
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning.
Hey, thank you.
And getting the information out.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. Erica Paquette, she's the prevention manager with Women in Safe Homes.